Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice, real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
Realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
You're inside my Fix It Up Live with Mark and Teresa.
We're fixing to talk new tools and new products with old friends.
We're joined by the golden-haired and golden-throated Fix-It man, Eric Stromer.
And we're fixing our sights on HomeFixated.com's illustrious editor, reviewer, and chief hilarity officer, Mark Lyman.
So cinch up your tool pouches as we repair to a higher standard.
Home improvement happens now on my Fix It Up Life.
More curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
It's an inconsequential job.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband, Mark.
And my Fixed Up wife, Teresa, even though we had to rush out of the house today, hyper late.
We were hyper late, but you know, I was excited because our babysitter was on time. She's kind of like Thomas the Tank Engine, on time and really reliable.
That is what every young lady wants to be likened to.
Well, you know, I think it's quite a, you know, a good quality to be on time and really reliable, because we aren't always on time and really reliable.
Evidently not.
No, we are not, and our producer can pretty much attest to that. We're late every week.
Well, yeah, it's almost like we have to plan for being late now.
Yeah.
It's epidemic, endemic.
Yeah, it is.
It's something like that.
Well, we weren't late this week when we were shooting some new video. We did. Boring. We built some awesome new projects.
I looked great on those videos.
You do look great, honey. We built a new grill platform for our new Stoke grill.
This whole thing, we don't have a place in our yard for a grill. We don't have a deck. We don't have a place for a deck.
No, we don't. We don't have a patio. We don't have anything like that in our yard. So
the grill just sits out there.
So the grill that I
sinking into the mud.
I bought you for a birthday present years ago. Kind of just started, like, the earth started to eat the grill.
It did. It's like in quicksand.
It just started, and I was telling our friend who does our video for us, if he could like show in the video like creatures coming out from the earth, you know, to eat the grill and
yes.
You know, make it sort of exciting. And
yeah.
he didn't want to do that.
The budget's a little low for FX like that.
Well, you know, I think it would be pretty cool. No, but
what we're able to
do. But we built it out of Western Red Cedar. And I have to say that it might be a little wrong, but if you have ever built anything out of that product, of that kind of wood.
I know what you're going to say.
Like, I want to eat it. It's so yummy. Like, it smells like you want to put it on your toast or something. Like, you just so delicious. I just love it.
So aromatic.
Yeah.
You can't even believe it.
And I love all wood, too. I mean, all real wood is just,
and
there's something delicious about it.
There is. And if you have, like, a cedar closet, say that's old,
mm-hmm.
and you want to bring that life back to it, you can sand that and bring that aromatic nature back to it.
Yes. And we built a compost bin, too, which is...
I've wanted a compost bin for quite some time.
And we're going to see how that works out at our house, if we really use it and how, you know...
Composting can sometimes smell, so you have to be careful of where you put it.
Yes.
As the stuff decomposes and so forth. But we also built that out of Western Red Cedar 2x6.
We did.
And I kind of don't want to throw any junk in it. It's too good looking.
It is. It is way too pretty. But we're going to anyway, and we'll see how it works. And I also want to say that we have a new little member of my Fix It Up Life team this week.
Yes, we do.
Evelyn Poppy.
Welcome.
Welcome to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom and baby and hopefully dad. I don't know if anybody cares.
We don't really care
about the dad.
About the dad so much.
Are doing well.
Yeah. And we actually worked on their nursery. You can check out a video of that at myfixituplife.com or you go to YouTube. and you go to our My Fix It Up Life channel, and you can check out the video.
Sign in, like it.
So super cute. Oh, my goodness. The orange stripes on the walls and the whole thing. It was the most fun ever doing that, doing all the trim and everything. We used Vipon. Gorgeous.
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. We did a beadboard detail. We made some shelves. We hung just the most succulent crown molding.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable.
The 6-inch crown molding in the living room was just like out of this world.
It worked out great. The spring angle was perfect for a room with an 8-foot ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
It added detail without being overpowering.
Well, you know, I have to say that we are sharing an interview we did with the Eric Stromer on today's show. That's
the Eric Stromer.
Yeah, he's gorgeous.
You know, the guy is great looking. There were women. Literally stopped in the, I guess it's a hall.
I think Jeff Devlin kind of, like, you know, has a little man crush on him, too. Well,
the guy, he's got it, capital IT.
He's like 6.5 feet tall. He's got the beautiful blonde hair. He's just very fit, and he's handy, and he's nice, and he gives good hugs, too.
Oh, yeah, there's no question.
And he smooched me on my cheek several times as
And
well.
We also have our Hyde pressure washer adjustable nozzle. Some people call those lances.
Yes.
They want to be a little more uber macho.
And the Troy Belt pressure washer that's up for grabs right now. You go to myfixitoplife.com, click on free stuff, and you can enter to win.
That's right. We want to see good reasons why you should win that. In the meantime, we've got a good reason to do this.
Take a break.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal. Every time I hit a wiffle ball clear across.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Forget about messy mortar. Bondera is a pressure-sensitive adhesive for tile that comes on a roll and is super easy to use.
Peel the liner, place your tile, and you can grout immediately.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Perfect for crafts and remodeling projects. Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for videos and for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life, inside Fix It Up Finds.
Here we are.
Yeah.
Fix It Up Nation, Fix It Up Planet.
And I'm going to get started with my finds, dear.
Look at the smile.
I know.
You know what? Here's why.
You're going to love my finds.
Here's why this needs to be a TV show. And I'm not asking anybody to put us on. I'm just telling you, just because it's true, the smile that came across her face when she said, guess what, I'm going first.
I am.
You can't make that up.
You're not letting me go first now.
That's better than CSI Crime Unit.
Okay, dear.
Crime Unit. That's not the name of the show.
I'm going to start off with something called the Hummer House.
Of course.
Yes. Can you think about what that might be?
You know, all I can think of right now is an architectural firm with lots of intercaps in their name.
Probably, yeah. Anyway, so
And I might not be able to pronounce.
We follow Inhabitat on Twitter.
Okay, I can't pronounce that.
And it's fantastic. If you don't follow them and you're on Twitter, you should check them out if you're into home improvement and architecture and the whole nine yards, because they have like crazy stuff that they tweet about. And this is a better use for Hummers. They tweeted about this, and there's these two guys, Craig and I can't say the other guy's name, Sinming, I think is how you say it, from a design and architecture firm, studied Hummers.
So and we're talking about the truck here.
Yes.
The military truck.
Yes, gas-guzzling Hummers.
Right.
The ones that everybody used to want to buy and own as a status symbol.
Yeah.
Trying to find a use for them because they, you know, because the structure is sound.
Those things are, I love those things,
but
to be honest with you.
So they took 8 Hummer body shells.
Okay.
And they made a house out of them.
Oh, it's got to be the big ones, but yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
It's insane. There's like the floor plans and everything is on their website. If you go to Inhabitat, I think it's inhabitat.com. But if you check it out, you can check it out. But the thing is that my question is, how's come it doesn't have a garage? Like, they made this house out of cars, and there's no garage. It is very, like, you know, green kind of way to look at it because they're not promoting the use of cars.
There is irony literally dripping off your paper right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, another thing I want to share with you, another find, and this little tortoise is actually really happy about this because...
Tortoise as in...
Turtle.
Tortoise and hare.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not the only one that's excited about this because a tortoise lost his leg, okay?
Okay. I'll alert the media.
These folks, they did. These folks, it's an African tortoise at the Washington State University, needed to have an artificial limb. So they went to our Ace Hardware. So Ace is the place. And they put a caster-style wheel from Ace Hardware on it, on the tortoise, so that he could...
Oh, come on.
Still get around.
Oh, that's wonderful.
But the other thing, too, is that they used epoxy that they bought at Ace to attach the caster to the tortoise.
I guess there's no way you could reach inside the shell.
Yeah.
His body's in there.
Oh, it's a 23-pound tortoise, too. So he wasn't even, like, you know, a little wee thing either. So
that's
they had
awesome.
To buy a bunch of different casters to try to figure out which one would be the one that would fit him the best, too. I guess he couldn't really go to the store and try him on.
I guess not.
Yeah.
I guess they had to sort of bring a selection to him.
Okay, so what are your fix-it-up finds? Are they as fun as mine?
Mine are totally fun. One is high-heel shoes. The other one is dresses.
Okay.
No, it's for carpentry, home improvement stuff.
Mine is too.
Yeah.
I talked about houses and like going for like buying
so
stuff.
So we're
going to
review yours so you can go first twice and then I'll be over here.
Now, what are yours, dear?
Well, one is a really cool looking tool I saw made by trend/uk.com. And I think they are a British tool manufacturer. I saw it in a woodworker supply catalog that, follow me now, is made of paper. So I was actually reading this, and I still do read catalogs. And it basically looks like a combination between a clamp and a caulk gun. And the unit actually enables you to trap the door, the bottom. So if you're hanging a door, for example,
mm-hmm.
in the clamping part of it, but the caulk gun feature allows you to raise the door incrementally. So if you're trying to line up the hinge barrels so you can drop a hinge pin in, or you're trying to install the door or even take the door out, this is gonna enable you to do that much, much easier. It also looks like it makes a ton of sense for when you need to keep the door still, like if you're installing a lock set or a deadbolt or a strike.
Okay.
It keeps it still. I've done all kinds of things, like wedged it with shims or a flat bar. And this looks like it does a perfect job. So trend/uk.com. And the other one is powertooldoctor.com. And in this world where money matters, I think, more than at any other time in my lifetime, this looks like it makes a lot of sense to me. And essentially what they do is they will rebuild the batteries on your cordless tools. Even the best batteries, NiCad, and certainly the new lithium ion batteries, there's only so much gas in that tank. So what ends up happening, and this is happening to some of our older first generation lithium ion tools, is the batteries just don't hold a charge as long as they used to. And the most expensive part of a power tool is of a cordless power tool is the battery. So if you can actually repair those batteries cost effectively, you don't have to buy a new tool, and they will repair, and they can also replace. They have stock of new replacement batteries for all popular power tool brands. So, and the list is huge: DeWalt, Makita, Milwaukee, Rigid, Hilti, Porter Cable, Bosch, Ryobi, Festool, Black & Decker, Sears, Craftsman, HomeLight, Roomba, Coleman. For
Coleman.
My wife's maiden name,
dun,
and
dun, dun, dun.
A perfect...
Oh,
I was going to do it when you started singing. It's time for a break.
That's for Tim.
Which we're taking now on My Fix It Up Live.
It might be pretty face looking back at me. It might be not a conversation piece. It might be everything that I can't be, but I'd like to wait and see. You might be.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if
it wasn't written on my shirt.
I love that line. I think that has to be my favorite line from Eric Stromer and his new music,
which he wrote and is sitting right here.
He is, you know, just happens to be sitting next to us right now.
This is a great show this year, by the way, isn't it?
The International Builder Show.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
I like the fact that now we're learning about green and we're kind of discerning what really is green versus this green washing concept. Concept, right?
That's been, we've heard that in several spots where we've stopped.
Exactly.
What are we really talking about?
Because we've been talking for a while, what shade of green are you? And
exactly.
What is green? And, you know, and we went to Green Build, too, in
Chicago.
And we were confused sometimes. You would walk up to a booth and why is this here? Why are you green?
Right.
Yeah, it's hard to discern what
so
is.
I learned a lot. We were checking out the Martha Stewart KB home and all the great stuff that they did out there. And boy, that's an amazing place, and it's affordable now. It feels like we can reach it and pay for it, and it works. You know?
Yes, that is a trend that we've seen too. Where I guess maybe it's an economy of scale. It's just
that's
happening
right.
So much
right.
That you can afford it now.
Exactly, exactly.
It is.
Well, I love that. It makes it so much easier. You know what else makes it easier too is your videos on AOL's DIY Life.
Isn't
that
great?
Yeah.
Isn't that for both of us? It's a great spot where you know you can really kind of educate the public on how to do things, and it's really easily accessible, and everybody kind of understands it. And it's simple and easy to follow.
Yeah, it's not super complicated. We're going to build this massive three-piece crown molding or install an entire kitchen. It's the nuggets.
Exactly.
A lot of nugget stuff.
Yeah.
Well, and the articles, too, that you write, my dear.
That's what I was talking about.
That are easy.
Don't you read them?
I was talking about his videos. Eric's got videos on there that are easy to follow. And also, they focus on really, you know, simple nuggets of with photo, with a little bit of text, so that you can see what you're reading and see what you're learning about.
That's right.
And it's just quick. It's fun.
Yeah. And in Eric's case, it's from someone who's been there, who's lived the life of a professional, and knows how to boil down those tricks.
Exactly.
So that they're not tricks.
No.
Well, and Eric's very handsome, but he also knows what he's doing.
I know how to do things, which is also helpful.
Not just a pretty face.
And you know,
I'm just handsome.
Well, I think you're pretty. You got a pretty face too, my friend. Listen.
I kind of like that.
Starting to sound like Deliverance.
Should I?
Yeah. it's just we crossed the Rubicon.
We crossed the line.
Feeling like I should
leave. Hey, how about those beers?
Yeah. Anybody want a beer? Yeah.
You've got fabulous shoes.
That's right. You too, my friend. Yeah,
you
right.
do have fabulous shoes,
hey,
by
thank
the way.
You. Yeah.
They look comfortable.
They sure are. They're kind of work boots with a sole in them that's soft and comfy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Right on.
I got to tell you, there's a. I was walking around this whole builder show this time, and always a couple of products kind of speak to you.
Yes.
And you and I were talking before, sink bases. You know, they rot out all the time, and the water damage expands the bottom, and it gets just terrible, and you have to replace them. A couple hundred bucks later, you're into a new cabinet.
Exactly.
And we're sitting in front of this place, which is Marilab, which I think is, I see this thing right here. It's called Corgar. It's just basically an insert.
Yeah.
That actually prevents stuff from rotting underneath the cabinet.
Yeah, what we were talking about before when we saw it was how many cabinets have you pulled out that are just bark mulch? Worse, they're
that's
gross.
Right. I know.
They're gross. So this prevents that.
And the grids, too, they have it so that you have little bottles and things inside your cabinet so that there's a balance there so that, you know, they won't tip over.
Right.
It's like that aha moment, you know, like under hot water here, you got that little tray that catches water. This thing kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah, why hasn't this been thought of before?
Why didn't I invent this? Right?
Well, maybe it's because you're busy recording your music.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're in the studio recording your new.
You guys want to do a project together and like remodel something?
Yeah.
We'll all stand around doing like do a video log and then let everybody see what we're doing.
Oh, that would be hot.
That would be great.
That would be really
cool.
Fun.
It could be, and we'll do two. We'll do one for me and one for you.
Okay.
All right.
That'll work. Let's set it up.
Yeah.
And then we can throw our kids together in a room and, like, just tell them we're busy and we'll do stuff. And then we'll hire people and we'll go to dinner and have, like, a real date.
Totally. And hire Tara. Where'd she go?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's her standing right in front of us.
Yeah, fantastic. That'll work for us. And the dinner part, I love.
Yes, as long as we don't eat grilled cheese.
No, I know.
No, grown-up food.
Do you guys have, like,
real glasses, no plastic stuff.
Real glasses.
Yeah.
Do you guys really have a great house? I bet you do, from everything I've seen.
We have a house in progress. It's a 100-year-old American four-square, and we're doing a room-by-room remodel. So
right.
We're, like, I don't know, 70% done right now?
Yeah, some of it's great. We've got some great stuff in there, and we did some great tricks. But some of it, not so much.
Do you still have, I have one of those things where I'll be cooking the eggs, and I'll look down and I'll go, look, there's that piece of trim that I was going to put in last year.
Oh,
it's still there. There it is.
That's almost exactly
I'm gonna do it,
dead
but first
on.
I'm going to eat these eggs. And then it's 3 years later.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And that's one of the problems or one of the things about working on your own projects is that you have people come over and they say, oh, it looks beautiful.
Right.
But you're like, that one thing
yeah,
that
exactly.
nags at you.
Yeah.
Do you have something in your house that, like a little detail that got away from you that if it was someone else's house, you would have gone back and fixed it.
Well, you wouldn't get paid.
Right, exactly.
It's the stuff like that, you know, like blading the windows or...
Right.
Like I'll paint my own stuff and I'll just be like, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't need to do that. It's fine. I know I can blade it. I don't have to do that.
I've got to
take the kid to school. We're done.
Right. So basically both our houses are
basically,
train wrecks.
The shoemaker's son has no shoes is what we're trying to convey here.
Exactly.
That is so true. And our projects take so long at our house because we're always trying to... We photograph and we video and all that stuff.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, standing in position.
Step it out, right?
Yeah.
Step everything out.
And standing there with the tool for, you know, an extra 10 minutes trying to get the light right and everything like that. It just takes forever.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do a lot of that for AOL DIY life.
We do.
You know, we did one that was dig a post hole. It took, like, 4 hours to dig one post hole.
To dig one post hole.
Can I just tell you, the post hole digger is not the most effective tool I've ever experienced. You know, it's like this spreading motion.
It's kind of silly.
It's counterintuitive. I'm going to plunge it in, and I'm going to open my arms up.
Yes.
It should be the other way.
So after, and I know the answer to this already, how shattered was your back after the first time you did this?
Are you kidding me?
No one uses those muscles.
I know. Well, I was a tile guy for years, so my complaint are my knees. It's the being on the knees for years, literally, where I've got, like, the bones spurs, so I can't really get down.
Can't do the tile anymore. Have you seen the knee pads that are like rollerblades?
Yeah, love them.
Have you used those?
I do. That's the only way I can do it. I just wear those around the house. I'm always on my knees trying to get my kid dressed in the morning.
Please.
And trying to tie them, like figure out for a girl how bows go.
I
thought they were in the front all the time, and my wife was like, no, they go in the back.
Well, occasionally they do go in the front, but it's one of important skills for girls to learn, is because there's so many little ties and bows and things that you want to get out early on that
one. And we're at the point now where I don't even know what clothes my daughter owns.
No.
Teresa knows every nuance. Where's the sweater? Where's the this? Where's the, I
don't know. So much easier to like put a new roof on than get a girl dressed in the morning for school.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, one of my favorite things at our house is finding Mark when Lexi was about 3 years old. She was walking around a room and she had all the little Polly Pockets all laid out, and she's walking around so happy, like a little princess. And then the thing goes there, and Mark was like passed out on the couch, like, and I think there was drool coming out. He's like, help me. Help me. She's like, so happy and everything. I'd rather be outside re-roofing our house than being here right now listening to
it. Listen, I got to tell you, I knowing what I know, having three kids, being married, my hat's off to you that you guys are in this business doing such a great job. It's so much effort, and hats off to you. I hope everybody knows how hard you work. I mean, this is amazing what you guys do.
Oh, not us at all. I mean, seriously. And your CD, where can people buy your CD?
You can get it on
Good Deflection, because I'm sitting here being on the spot.
Formally, it's going to be reduced, it's going to be released in about a month and a half. I'm doing an AOL sessions, and we're going to see it there.
Oh, nice.
And then from there, it'll be available on iTunes. Yeah.
Sweet.
That is hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So you definitely have to check out his CD. Yeah. And you have a website, I'm sure, too.
EricStromer.com.
Okay.
Is where you can find me.
STROMER.
Yeah.
And are you on Twitter, Facebook, and all that
other
stuff?
You know, I'm just getting there. You know, it's new to me, but it's coming.
Okay.
Social media is a new concept to me. I'm a Luddite. You know, I use a hammer. I don't spend a lot
of
the little buttons, you know.
Nice.
Yeah. My husband's not so much on all of that either. Yeah. I have to lead the charge on that.
The button is smaller than the head of a roofing nail. It's not for me.
He can't spend time on that. No,
we can't spend more time with Eric Stromer. Unfortunately, now I'm livid. But we have to take a break.
Thank you, guys.
We will see you with more. I fix it up. Bye,
bye, everyone.
It's an inconsequential job I work. They wouldn't know my name if it wasn't on my shirt. I ain't rich and famous, or I'd stand in my field. But in my own backyard, I'm a pretty big deal. Every time I hit a whiffle ball across the street, kids all yell and scream like that's a super.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice, afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you are inside my fix-it-up life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And we're gearing up for a great segment that has lots of G's in it.
Really?
Yep. I like alliteration.
That had a lot of T's in it. It's tools. We're talking tools.
We are talking tools. It's symposium season in the summer.
Okay. So for everyone who is not a professional tool reviewer, you know, what is symposium season, Mark? There's like 10 of you, like, well, who know what this is.
First of all, that's what I was going to explain.
Yeah.
So thank you for asking me to explain it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll explain it because all the tool manufacturers invite the tool reviewers and home improvement writers out to their headquarters.
Not all of them, but some of them.
A lot of them do.
And there's like a couple, three, four, five throughout the summer every year.
Yes.
And we all go. I couldn't go this year.
We couldn't go. We only went to one this year.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. And I went too.
That's right.
I did.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. But our Tool Ace coverage chief hilarity officer, Mark Lyman, who's on the line with us, has been to more of them than we have. Mark, can you confirm or deny that statement?
I think I'm going to put that on my business card. I like that. It really rolls off the tongue, you know?
Yeah, chief hilarity officer.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Yeah, so We've been missing you guys at the tool events. It's been a little bit more quiet and a little bit more tame than it used to be with you guys there.
Thank you for I like it that my husband's missed.
I don't know if I need to hop a flight right now to come out to where you are and punch you in the face.
I have to say, we went to one of these events once, and there was another editor there, and the editor said to you, "You have the Mark, my husband, has the personality that's perfect for television because it's so like." Because, like, what did he say?
Because in real life, you're a jerk.
Yeah, well, television, television tones you down a little bit. So if you're a regular person, you seem kind of boring on TV. But Mark is perfect for TV because.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, Mark, what did you see?
What did you see?
Yeah. The two recent ones were Bosch and Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And Bosch was both of the events were a lot of fun, as usual, you know. Bosch was kind of focused on their new lithium-ion battery technology and kind of the next generation of what they've got there. And so one of the things they did was sort of a grueling runtime test that they got all the media involved with. And basically we all just hung out in a parking lot in the sweltering heat and drove screws for what seemed like about 6 hours or so.
Wait. Who were they torturing, you or the tool?
Did they do that, so
that they'd feed you? They said, okay, so after you finish all of these screws, you can have lunch? Is that the deal?
Right. There was a promise of some sort of reward at the end. but by the time it was towards the end of the runtime test, it was just the Bosch people driving the screws. All the media people just said, forget this. Like, we're... We'll wait and see the results. But
so you didn't have you didn't have to screw off Randall Coe or Jim Bones, you know, their new deck or the subfloor of their addition in their house. They just made
That would have been a good angle, though.
That
I was working at Bosch, that's what I'd do. Yeah, I'd be like, hey, come over to my house and we'll test all this out.
Well, they could put it as like a, you know, it's a real life setting, you know, in the field.
You're over at Jason Felder's house putting down subfloor for his new basement. Hey, guys, come on over here. I don't know who lives here. We're just going to do this job.
Okay, so what happened with the runtime test?
Yeah, well, you know, this is going to be a spoiler, but Bosch won. You know,
really?
I'm sure that's going to be a shock to you guys. But, no, it was pretty impressive. You know, their battery kept on chugging long after a lot of the competitors gave up the ghost. So it was a little bit longer of a test than, most of us probably wanted to do in a perfect world. But it proved their point. You know, they've got a really great new battery technology. And it's got a lot of juice to it. So, you know, that was definitely, I would say, one of the highlights there. They had a great new sander that was really cool that I don't know if you guys have done any sanding projects where you sand for an hour or two and then it feels like you had about 700 cups of coffee after you're done where your hands are just kind of still vibrating.
I love you. I really do. Yeah. Love listening to you talk.
So they've got a new sander that sort of decouples the housing from the actual motor. And so it's a really, really smooth sander, and that was definitely one of the more impressive things there. One of the really fun things about the Bosch event was before the event, they asked all the media to come up with some sort of product or tool of tomorrow for Bosch, and they put us into kind of a little competition on that for an iPad. And so in typical Home Fixated style, I pitched an idea of a cordless personal beer bottle cooler and tapping system. And that was actually very cool. I made it to the final cut, and then off the record, there was some sort of rumors that my product was maybe a little too edgy for Bosch, and so one of the other guys, Ethan from OneProjectCloser.com, he won the iPad with his idea on a universal battery adapter and charger. So, but that was a lot of fun too.
It is a good idea, but I think at my Fix It Up Life, you would have won that contest.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, you know, Bosch has a cordless wine opener that they sell in Europe.
I know.
And in my pitch to them, I said, look, you guys are selling a cordless wine opener in Europe. You're totally misunderstanding the market here in the U.S. I've never been on a construction site or done a job and then afterwards popped open a bottle of wine after the project. That just doesn't happen in the United States.
I have, though. Excuse me, but I have. Hello.
All right. Well,
it's for the
all right.
Ladies.
Maybe they.
Well, Mark from HomeFixated.com, if you're not reading Mark's site, you should really check it out.
Well, we got to know a little bit about Milwaukee,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, we got to go a little bit north up the lake.
Yes.
To Milwaukee. What
you got there? So Milwaukee was a blast. You know, for me, a lot of their cool stuff was in the M12 category, you know, their smaller cordless line. And they've got a new jigsaw that I thought was really cool. It's in their M12 line, and it's got a hybrid grip design, which basically means it sort of combines a barrel grip jigsaw and a top handle jigsaw.
Really?
And one, I was surprised that a 12 volt or 12 volt max, you know, style battery can actually have enough juice to make a jigsaw run well. So that was, you know, kind of a surprise on that. And the other was the grip. I really, really, really liked it. You know, we did some test cuts with it, and there was a scroll blade on the particular saw I was using, and you could just, you know, do crazy scrolling cuts with that thing. No cord to get in your way, and I think it's just a, you know, a great little tool. They also came out with some new M12 ratchets that are pretty cool, more geared towards the automotive market than I think the typical homeowner. And then, of course, they've got their new camo version of the M12 heated jacket, which I reviewed on the site. Well, I reviewed the original red version on our site not too long ago. So, you know, because San Diego, it gets really cold here. So.
Yeah, I know. I know. Do you heat your house with that? Just put it in the basement or something?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just, like, thinking about my husband. If we were out there in San Diego, I'd have to be like, honey, can you put your pants on? Because, like, you'd be like, it's so nice out. I don't even have to build with my pants on.
I would build everything.
Mark always takes his pants off at the media event, too. I don't know what it is with that.
Yeah.
You know, Teresa, we're going to have to start going to these again because now clearly there's a reputation.
We did get to go to the DeWalt event at Stanley Black & Decker. Is it college or university?
BDU, Black & Decker University.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did get to go to that
one. Which Mark couldn't go to, which was a bummer because we didn't get to see.
That's why we went to that one.
Yeah, that's why, Mark.
Yeah, well, I like how you diplomatically put that as couldn't. Actually, I didn't get invited, but, you know.
Really? I'd invite you. I'm going to invite you next year. I'm going to tell
them.
Let's
have our own tool symposium.
We should. We should invite the tool makers to our house and do a tool symposium at My Fix It Up Life.
That would be awesome.
I like that idea. The other angle I thought was like the tool companies should maybe band together and do a summit in some place like Hawaii, for example, and then invite all of us out there. For an extended stay, preferably.
I think that is actually an awesome idea. And I want to ask about your little tool reviewer at your house.
Yes.
And how is she doing with her reviews?
She's doing fantastic. You know, she, you know, some of the time she's critically helpful in the review process. You know, like we reviewed some locking pliers a while back, and one of the kind of tricks with those locking pliers, Nibix and also Irwin makes a groove lock version of them. But you can take the plier and kind of lock it down on a metal bar. And at the trade shows, the guys will actually stand on the plier. So when I reviewed that, I actually used my daughter as additional weight, and she and I would stand on the wrench. But, you know, I'm sure you guys can relate to this, you know, having, in our case, a four-year-old around, there's a fair amount of distraction that goes on, too. So I'm not quite sure that she's, making me more productive with my tool review process, but it's definitely a lot of fun to have her around.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is really awesome.
We've got the two. We've got the two-and-a-half-year-old who's just getting there, and the 10-year-old who wants me to leave her alone.
Well, she actually has been helping us since she was four. You know, she has actually two different tool belts. She's got, like, she styles her tools with the particular color of the tool belt, too. It's very, you know.
Well, your kids have their own blogs already, right?
They
I think they're competition for Home Fixated at this point.
Well, you know, our 10-year-old Lexi can help your daughter along in her, you know, tool reviewing because she's been there. She's been through it. You know, she has.
You know, we'll set up a conference call.
Yeah,
we'll get a conference
call
going. She can
be her mentor. Yeah.
You know, Mark, there's nothing more fun to me than a conference call.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you right now.
Four-year-olds love the conference call.
the party from San Diego has just entered the call. Press pound to be hung up on.
Well, I think we just have about 30 seconds left. But I do want to mention that the 3D hardwood tiles that was on your website.
Earlier this week.
Blew me away.
Isn't that crazy?
Absolutely. You have to check it out. You have to go to homefixated.com, everybody listening, and check it out.
And stay with us because we're taking a break. We'll be back in a second with more My Fix It Up Life. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitup.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life, and that is our friend.
Yeah, Tim Williams. Doo-doo-doo-doo.
And, you know, we got a chance to go and listen to him and enjoy him in concert this past week.
You know, I haven't seen Tim play in a long time, as it turns out, in a venue that's his.
Yes, we've seen him play because we bring him, well, he comes along with us for live shows that we do, and we get to enjoy him there.
Right, and he's
but we're working, so we don't get to, you know, hang out and, like, really enjoy him, be in the audience.
And, yeah, and he's funny and stuff when we're hanging around and we joke around and all that stuff. But his stage presence
is fantastic.
I mean, world-class, off the charts.
You and have to check him out.
His new song, Blue Blue Ribbon, I had shivers down to my heels.
Well, and he cracks up jokes during his performance, too. I swear we almost peed our pants. Like
he told one joke that was so funny, I almost left.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, Tim, that's great. Sorry I can't see the rest of the show.
Yeah, because it was just too good. But anyway, let's talk about home improvement.
Yeah, well, we got a phone call. That is not the kind of phone call you want to get.
No.
Which kind of goes like this. Hey, Mark and Teresa, oh my God, my deck is falling apart.
Yes.
It's crumbling. I'm afraid.
Yes.
And holy schmoly.
Yes.
We got that call.
And it breaks my heart too, because it's not that old of a deck. It's what, 3 years old?
Isn't it five?
No.
It's not even.
No.
Okay.
No. It's...
Yeah.
Maybe it's 4 years old, but no, it's not very old at all.
It's not like it's 25 years old and they knew it
was
coming.
No, but unfortunately, the deck was built with a product that just doesn't really do a great job.
It doesn't even do a good job.
Yeah.
It's a wood product called TimberSill Wood.
Isn't it made with glass something?
Yeah, it's a treated product that has some type of silica in it.
Yes.
That's essentially glass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, essentially, it doesn't do anything because I could take a scratch awl or a screwdriver and stick it through a deck board. So that deck has to come all the way down, and we're going to build it back with the proper pressure-treated lumber.
Yes, we are. And I'm really looking forward to doing this project, and I wish we could do it sooner than later. But, you know, we're going to be up on the roof next week.
Yeah, we're doing our tear-off roof replacement using the Belaforte slate synthetic roof tile from Da Vinci Roofscapes.
We are.
About a half hour from our house is where that job site is.
Yes.
And that is going to be a good one. In fact, I never thought I'd say this for those of you who follow my Facebook posts. Within the same hour, I got 5 waste management bagsters and the climbing harness.
Yes.
Yeah.
And both because of me, too.
And both because
and I
of
had,
you.
Honey, yeah, I think we should get Bagsters for this project. And then it kind of makes sense because with the tear off, you can just, you know, all the shingles, all the old shingles and debris can just fall into the Bagsters.
Not exactly.
Well, sort of. For regular people who don't roof, that's sort of the general.
The general idea is we can place the Bagsters around the yard.
And then you can...
And then as long as they're within 16 feet of the curb, mm-hmm. the truck that has a boom crane on it can come scoop them out
Waste
of the yard.
Waste management does that.
Yes.
And then the rappelling gear is because the roof is so steep that I just want to cry. Like, it just makes me so nervous. So instead of just safety harnesses, and rappelling.
No
safety harnesses.
No, the rappelling gear, or it's climbing gear.
But what if the climbing gear fails, honey? Belt and suspenders.
I'll have so much rope up there.
Your mom and I just, like, cry every time we see you.
It'd be like going up there in a spider web.
Could you be like Spider-Man up there?
So the problem...
I think you and Matias should wear those Spider-Man Lycra kinds of suits, too.
Oh, I'm sure Matias, customer service enforcer, also roofing enforcer,
reinforcer.
Yeah, will want to wear short shorts. That's what he always says. He told the story of the guy who was a framer. He shows up, he walks around the corner, the guy's wearing a tool pouch, he's got his bandana on, all his hard guy stuff, and he's wearing bike shorts.
That is odd.
He said he had to turn around. I think he said he had to turn around and leave and come back in because it was just too wrong.
Yeah. Okay. So moving on, we're moving right along. I want to mention another little project that we posted up on My Fix It Up Life recently, which is a closet organization project, totally opposite of bike shorts and tool pouches. But we tried out a new product from the Stowe company called the Easy Closet, and it actually really worked out for the for Evelyn's new closet in
yeah.
her room.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and the packages arrived just in a couple of days of ordering them, which is huge for me.
Okay.
And huge
I know
for
nothing.
Everyone.
You're looking at me like I know what
no,
happened.
No, but
I
it's,
have no
it's
idea.
Such a big deal that...
I have no comments
you know,
to
when
insert
you order,
in the pauses.
When you order things for a project and it takes weeks for it to arrive, it totally delays everything. But you have a baby that's about to be born. You need to have that stuff arrive now.
I need it yesterday.
Exactly. Yeah. And so very reliable and easy to put in and everything. It's on our website. Check it out.
Please do. That's myfixituplife.com, everybody.
It is. And speaking of organization, next week's show is all about built-ins, cabinets.
Yes, a broadcaster captured at the Merrillat booth at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
Yes.
That place was just off the charts cool.
Well, their booth, and it's not a booth.
Wrong word.
It just looks like, you know, think of some glamorous movie star's kitchen. That
times,
is their booth.
Times five.
Yeah.
Because they've got all these different vignettes set up in this.
Oh, yeah. Mark was, like, juggling the fruit and stuff
space.
In there. And Curtis Stone was in there?
Or was it Robert Irvine?
No. Was not Robert Irvine?
I don't know.
What are you talking about? Curtis Stone, he's
well,
blonde.
Well, now that Robert Irvine and I are friends.
He's handsome. Isn't he on the Food Network?
I walked by
I think
that
so.
When he was
anyway,
doing I heard the British
very
accent.
Very handsome young man was there cooking, and it was glorious, and everything was beautiful. It was kind of a dream, and Eric Stromer was there, too, and he was giving presentations. Like they had a lot of attractive people there.
You
That's
know,
why I think movie star, like, home and stuff.
I emailed with Eric. I saw a photograph of him there, and he's wearing his name tag. You know, like you get at a trade show.
He doesn't
it's a
need his
big,
name tag.
Big
it.
Necklace with the
yeah.
with the big, you know, like 6x6 index card. Eric Stromer. I emailed him and said, "Are you an idiot? what are you doing?"
But anyway, we also are sharing an interview with Carl Champley, who is I guess he's like doing like acting again.
Done acting.
Yeah.
Movie is out. And
you might know him from DIY Network's Wasted Spaces, which is a very popular still show, and he's doing a lot of the quick tips on the DIY Network these days, too.
Oh, cool.
And he has a radio show that airs on Saturdays, I think, at 2 o'clock East Coast time out of California.
East Coast.
I love Carl. He's so lovely. He always calls me gorgeous. That's why I love him.
Of course you do, because it pipelines into your own vanity.
Well, that just, like, makes me feel good.
He's a lovely guy, and the movie debuted at Comic-Con, which is the comic book convention, which, Mark Lyman, takes place in San Diego. Took place
last
week.
Why is it a comic book convention? What's his movie about?
It's a science fiction film.
Really?
So it dovetails with that kind of whole mojo going on out there. And I believe the film is called Cockpit.
Really?
If you look up Google Cockpit the movie, you will get to it.
Speaking of that, did you ever see Grundy's, the trailer for his
movie? No. Did you find it?
Disturbing.
Sweet.
Disturbing. So, yeah, Chris Grundy, who is on Cool Tools on the DIY, you know.
How do you find that? Chris Grundy?
I don't know.
How did you find it?
Somebody sent it to me.
Oh, nobody sent it. I'm dying to see that.
Yeah, but.
Does he play who he really is? Complete lunatic?
Well, what you probably think he is. We asked him, what kind of food are you into? And he's like, sandwiches.
Yeah, we're saying, yeah, like, you know, Chris, you a food guy? Do you cook? He's like, oh, yeah, I got, you know, the stove and all this stuff, and I know all this stuff. Oh, what kind of cuisine are you into now? Sandwiches. All kinds of sandwiches.
I think he is the funniest guy in Home Improvement. Like,
he could win that award.
He is absolutely, he could talk about absolutely nothing for an hour and I'm entertained.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's
just incredible.
Well, we
but yeah,
also
the
have...
amount of talent that is involved on the DIY Network, I'm just saying that there are movies too. It's just fantastic.
That's awesome. I mean, we also have a show forthcoming where James Young will join us.
Yes, we do.
I Hate My Kitchen.
And he is a lovely man, and he is, you know.
Don't forget to sign up to win the Hyde nozzle and Troy-Bilt pressure washer.
Yes, if you have pressure washing projects on your honey-do list, sign up to win, myfixitoplife.com. Check on free stuff.
Check us out on Facebook, on Twitter. Send us some love at info@myfixituplife.com and join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life. It might be first date on a city street. It might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be initials carved into a tree and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. White dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise and a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. Just a simple lower do. But what do I say to you when I can see all I want well? It might be grandkids running at my feet. It might be a best friend aging gracefully. It might be lifelong love filled guarantee. And I'm so glad that we sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked through the door tonight into my fix it up life. My crazy fix it up life. This is our fix it up life.
This is my fix-it-up life.